This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Supply ship heading into the express lane bound for the International Space Station.
I just dig that. What a way to start the show. Hey, everybody. Liftoff. You got to bring those supplies, of course. The resupply ship. And, you know, it's interesting. I was thinking about this. The resupply ship. Where does that usually launch from? And NASA has a launch schedule. Did you know that? So if you go to NASA.gov, you can find out what they're launching. And next launch will be July 24th, a sounding rocket launch with a Spire 3rd. And it is a, I love how they describe it, it is a Terrier Black Brent 9 suborbital sounding rocket is going to launch from NASA's Wallops flight facility with advanced supersonic parachute inflation research experiment, Aspire 3 mission on board. They will test a parachute for possible future missions to Mars. So that's actually, I think, pretty cool. This one was just a resupply, but very important as well. Having said that, welcome to America Tonight. We do have liftoff for this show. And we do have a Supreme Court nominee, speaking of that. His last name is Kavanaugh. I've done a bunch of research on him. I knew who he was, but the president decided to nominate Judge Brett Kavanaugh for that Supreme Court vacancy. Pretty conservative. In fact, it would create one of the most conservative courts. We know that in generations. And will it change landmark rulings? Well, the one that some are talking about is Roe v. Wade. I'm sure that's going to come up in the confirmation hearings. If he is confirmed, he will fill the seat, of course, of retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy, a swing vote who sometimes sided with the court's liberals in some of the big cases. But Kavanaugh, just a little quick background on him, is 53, judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. He has had a history involved with politics before. You may have heard his name. He was nominated to the D.C. court by George W. Bush. He was the former president's staff secretary. He worked for Bush during the 2000 Florida vote recount. He played a lead role in drafting independent counsel Kenneth Starr's 98 report on Bill Clinton. He's a Yale guy, Yale School graduate, and he has a history of some interesting opinions. The White House wants Kavanaugh to be in place by October 1st, when the court's next term would formally open, and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the Senate will vote to confirm Kennedy's successor in the fall. So this is the choice, but we'll see if he gets approved, because now he's got to go through the confirmation hearings. Republicans hold a 51-49 advantage in the Senate, so they can approve Trump's nominee without any Democratic support as long as they don't lose more than one vote. In confirming Trump's first Supreme Court nominee, Neil Gorsuch, Republicans eliminated the 60-vote requirement to advance the nomination to the high court. So here's the key thing. If Republicans lose the Senate, they would still have control of the chamber until January, because there's been conversation about that. And just as a point of reference, Justice Kennedy cast the pivotal vote to uphold Roe v. Wade in the 92 Planned Parenthood versus Casey decision. The justices who remain on the court include three who have backed broad abortion restriction and a fourth who in all likelihood would probably do that. So there is conversation about that being something that could be brought up in the future. And that's, so that's where it sits right now. It is interesting. The choice is not out of left field, pardon the pun, but It's not. And he was on the list, and he was definitely somebody that the president was leaning toward. His age, his opinions, all of that work for sure. Cory Booker, the senator from New Jersey, the Democratic senator from New Jersey, said that he was a little stunned at how it all played out. He said he picked the one guy who has specifically written that the president should not be the subject of a criminal investigation, which he is now. So a president who is concerned about an ongoing criminal investigation, he wrote a book in 2009, is almost inevitably going to do a worse job as president. And that's what Booker was referring to. And he has been on Twitter slamming that, but he's not approved yet. There'll be a lot of opinions that will come out about him, and I think he will get approved for the reason of the numbers. I don't think it'll be an easy ride, but it usually never is an easy ride. However, here it is. Will he be in place by October? Will he be in place by October, or does, I don't know, something else get in the way, or does it not happen? You can bet they vet the choice as well as they can because they don't want any embarrassments, and that has certainly happened before. But I don't think that will happen here because, from what I understand from someone I know, they really did a very quick and thorough job. Let's put it that way. All right, what else is going on in the world and in America? The buzz in the backyard, I like to say this show is about that. This show is a little show that could, and thank you for all the stations that pick up this broadcast. We appreciate you, and for everybody else who listens to it streaming, as I know a bunch of people do. I'll tell you what, one of the best stories I go in, and one that's being is part of the conversation, is the 8 boys of that Thai soccer team that were trapped in that flooded cave in northern Thailand. They've been reported rescued with divers and volunteers working to free the remaining boys and the coach. You got to think about it. It's crazy. One by one, they have to pull them out. That's how they do it. It's a 2.5-mile route that they go through in the dark, and this is a twisting cave. I saw an illustration of it. Oh, I couldn't even look at it. I thought, I can't even imagine. It's like if somebody said to me, hey, do you think you could make it out? Well, to save your life, what are the choices? But to look at it from that, from looking at it from the point of view of the twists and how it's so narrow, it's crazy. Some of the spaces are so small that divers have to remove their oxygen tanks to fit through the opening. It's very treacherous. So as rescuers were pumping water out of the cave, divers installed a safety rope and placed some oxygen tanks along the path. But, gosh, it's great that they're rescuing them, that they're figuring this out, and of course they are. And so many people are on the scene trying to help. What they've done is every boy, think about this, because they really game planned this, every boy gets a diving suit, boots, gloves, helmet, and a full-face diving mask. They're tethered to the diver. They're breathing from the oxygen tank the diver carries. Most of the boys can't swim, so that complicates it. And that's part of the difficulty. But the world's attention is on this rescue. And this started July 2nd. So think about that. 90 divers from around the world, from around the globe, are involved. And even a retired Navy SEAL diver from Thailand died Friday because he ran out of air. That's how scary it is. These boys, they range from 11 to 17. Stay with us. Mailbag coming up on America Tonight.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person. Letters, packages, and paper. They may have a
mailbag. Let's dig in the mailbag. By the way, you can always hit me up through the miracle of the internet simply by going to a couple of things. Easy for me to say, right? Go to America Tonight Radio. America Tonight. I'm even checking it as we are here. AmericaTonightRadio.com. And if you have any questions or if you want to hit me up on the mailbag, that's where you can reach me, AmericaTonightRadio.com and or KateDelaneyRadio.com. And then you just click on Contact Us and then tell me your message right there, your name, your email, your message. And please do that because that's where a lot of our mailbag comes from. So KateDelaneyRadio.com or AmericaTonightRadio.com. So easy. So easy. And we've got some good contests that are coming up here in the next couple of months or so. So keep that in mind. Get used to going there. It's very easy. Let's talk about the Trump nominee, because you wanted to do it. I got an email here from Steph who says, Kate, this Kavanaugh cat, I can't stand. I'm scared to death. Overturning Roe v. Wade, even though it wouldn't be my personal decision, I think would be a brutal mistake and so sad. It should be a woman's choice. Heck, even Laura Bush says that, but regardless, I don't have to defend myself. I believe it is a woman's choice, and I am rather conservative in most of my views and have voted for Republicans my entire life. I hope he does not get on the court. Then there was praise for him from John, He says, Kate, I think Kavanaugh rounds out the court fine. Hey, whoever the president is, this is part of being the president. You get to make the choice. If you get it approved, it gets approved. And the liberals know that, and the conservatives know that. And this is the way we roll in this country. We have three branches of legislation. That's why it's so important to know who you elect, why you elect them. So pay attention if you're not happy with choices. Get involved. Very well said. Get involved. If you don't like what's happening locally, if you don't like what's happening nationally, we do have the three branches of government for a very particular reason, the judicial, executive, and, of course, the legislative. And if you don't participate and just say, oh, well, they're just going to elect whoever, no. He's right. Get involved. So Republicans have the advantage in the Senate. They can approve the nominee. I mentioned that without any Democratic support. It is the choice of the president, and then it is the whole confirmation hearing thing that goes on. So I don't see, there may be a bumpy road a little bit, but I can't imagine that we would see, I can't imagine that we wouldn't see it happen unless something comes out that we don't know. Now, one thing that did happen is Trump vowed during the campaign to appoint justices who would vote to overturn Roe, the 73 ruling that legalized abortion nationwide. His appointment to replace Kennedy could make that a reality. This was one of the possibilities here in mentioning Kavanaugh. And recently, though, he said he wouldn't ask any potential nominees about Roe during the interviews, which is probably very smart. What's interesting is the Senate confirmation of Kavanaugh could create the most conservative court since the justices blocked a number of FDR's New Deal programs in the 30s, and it could create a lasting majority. Remember, Thomas, at 70, is the oldest of the court's remaining Republican nominees. So the oldest. Kavanaugh is 53. How about this? Let's go to Joseph, who says, hello, Kate Delaney and listeners of America Tonight. I love that you do mailbag segments. I hope that you mention me in the mailbag. And I'm wondering what you think of this cave rescue. You got to imagine the sadness of the soccer coach who didn't mean, I'm sure, to put those boys in harm's way. But then look what happened. What a shocker, eh? I think what a shocker, except that they have these monsoons and that area is known to have problems sometimes. It's a popular tourist attraction, though, in Chiang Rai, which is a forest park near the Myanmar border. It took 10 days to even find them. So they found them. All these divers are involved. They're getting them out. That's all the good news. And when you look at the park, it's beautiful. When you see the entrance and you see what could have happened and, of course, how they got up there. But it does say there's this giant sign at the entrance that says, danger, from July to November, the cave is flooding season. So flooding season happened, and this is what happened there. So, yes, I can only imagine how he would feel. Can only imagine it. Let's move to another one. This one is from Anne, and Anne says, Katie, what do you think of Meghan Markle and now being part of the royal family? Is it a new era for the royals? Well, I think you named it. It is a new era for them because she came from a mixed race background and had a different background, of course, than Harry's, but she's falling into places doing what the royals do, go to events, public appearances, represent the royal family, and she had a big career before that in her 30s, so she's in her 30s, so obviously she had to know what she was getting into. And there was a baptism the other day for the latest baby of the family, which would be Duchess Kate Middleton, so their third child, and they were out and about for that. And, of course, that means there's always paparazzi and that's what it's about, people taking pictures and the third baby. And, you know, you would assume, I guess, that that's what will be the future for Meghan and Harry. That's like the deepest I've ever actually thought of that. I don't know why. How about this from Brian? Kate, did you realize, and I heard you talking about IHOP changing its name to IHOB, and isn't it funny that that was just a little scheme to get people to realize that they have hamburgers to sell? Yes, the more clever you are these days, the more you gain attention when in a noisy, noisy world. So they changed their name back. It was just a temporary thing. You know, I think of them as pancakes, of course. I'm sure you think of them as pancakes. Are you ever thinking, let's go grab a burger at IHOP? No. I mean, you know they have it. You know they have other items on the menu. But, you know, they're going to have these 60-cent pancakes on July 17th to celebrate the 60th birthday of IHOP from 7 in the morning to 7 at night. A 60-cent short stack, actually, is what they're calling it. But the fake promotion of the burgers is pretty funny. They kept hinting at this name change, and then they came up with it. And it was smart because people were tweeting about it, and the fake news rebranding thing, I guess, kind of worked for them. And I think that's what they were trying to do there. That's what I'm thinking. Anyway, how about this? We move to Barry, who says, Twitter, 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 all these social media sites, Kate Delaney, which do you think are the most important? I noticed that Twitter, their stock has dropped, and their stock actually isn't worth that much right now. Have you noticed that? Yeah, I've noticed that it's at, I want to say, around $44. And they've removed accounts that haven't been active, I guess, for 30 days or more. So they don't count that in their monthly numbers because they say they've removed 70 million accounts from their metrics. They found 10 million potentially spam or automated accounts a week. Wow. So that 70 million could be even low. Could be conservative. 70 million accounts deleted in May and June. So, of course, people worry about Twitter, about fake accounts and malicious accounts, because you don't want that hovering around. We know what happens when that gets near your stuff. It's dangerous. So maybe once they say they've cleared everything, that number will rise back up. Hang with us. More coming your way next on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, USA Radio News.
I'm Robert Walensky. Judge Brett Kavanaugh from the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals is President Trump's pick to fill the open slot on the Supreme Court to fill Justice Kennedy's seat now that he's retiring. Kavanaugh, who went to Yale undergrad and Yale Law, is 53 years old, married with two daughters. The president speaking at the White House in prime time.
It is my honor and privilege to announce that I will nominate Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court.
Vice President Mike Pence in the East Room for the announcement, along with Chief of Staff John Kelly and other Republican senators. Also in attendance, the late Justice Scalia's wife, Maureen, and Ronald Reagan's Attorney General, Edwin Meese.
My body, my choice!
Her body, her choice!
Meanwhile, outside the Supreme Court, anti-abortion protesters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Wait till you meet my next guest. Boy, oh boy, she's so interesting. Danica Thornberry has written a book called Stick It to Me, Baby. But here's what's so interesting. If I said that title, would you know that she's one of the first acupuncturists in America to specialize in women's health and infertility? One of her claim to fame is that she's helped over 1,500 women conceive healthy babies. How awesome is that? And that's since 2001. She's worked in Los Angeles, is definitely one of the top fertility specialists. Danica, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Kate. I'm happy to be here.
So let's talk about first what I said. That is something in the world of infertility and what couples go through and what people go through individually or whoever it's such a personal thing. It's such a emotional often journey, as I've talked to a lot of people that have found themselves in these situations. What was that like for you to be able to help as many people as you've already helped and that you continue to help?
Oh my goodness. Well, of course it's very rewarding, but it's also nice to see when the women are able to reframe their success in terms of just personal happiness being restored on their way to getting to parenthood, because I think they lose a lot of themselves or their sense of joy from constant disappointment and facing a negative pregnancy test each month that they're trying, or a failed in vitro cycle time and time again, that can really beat down their spirit. And so it's one thing to have the success of a full-term live birth, but it's another success for these women and these couples to get back to their lives or actually come to a place where they enjoy their life even more than they had before. And that's really the premise of the book, Stick It To Me, Baby, because it's really saying, hey, stuff in life is going to happen, but how are you going to carry yourself through those disappointments? Can you see it as an opportunity for more personal growth or more love for your life? So I see success in two different ways, actually.
So in seeing that success, in seeing those personal stories, you talk about that. You weave that into the book. You have inspirational stories because I think, and you could probably attest to this, when people hear about the stories of the success of others, it makes them feel like they have a shot, right?
Correct. Yes. It makes them open up a part of their brain that is all about possibility and that maybe it can happen for them. And that's exactly what I see happen. The medical model currently has a lot of business attached to it, unfortunately. That's just where we are right now. And that can be scary. And when women are putting in a lot of money into fertility protocol and it doesn't work, it's easy to lose oneself and to lose hope in the situation. So, yeah, you're absolutely right.
And so in changing your attitude, what do you tell women that is helpful that, you know, give us a little hint of that. How can they change their attitude about infertility and kind of open their mind up to other avenues?
Such a good question. Well, I love the word reframe. And I use it all day long every day where something is going to happen. And depending on how it goes into the woman's brain, it's got to go through the filter of being a victim, woe is me, it's never going to happen, the stinking thinking, the negative based on fear or resentment and doubt. So when it was my own personal story, I was given a list of different obstacles. Stage 4 endometriosis, blocked fallopian tube, elevated FSH, and an early diagnosis of menopause when I was 31.
Wow.
So I saw all of those things, and there would be times where I would feel very downtrodden, hopeless, scared, because I had such a long list of conditions to overcome. And I wasn't a candidate for the science that's out there. In vitro can't be done on somebody who has elevated FSH as high as mine was, because the minute that I would have taken the meds, it would have caused the ovaries to be overstimulated and it would have been too much for my ovaries. So I wasn't a candidate for in vitro. So I had to imply my own reframe. And that reframe was, I don't believe that I need in vitro anyway. So here's an opportunity for me to see what I can do. Here's an opportunity out of this huge disappointment, or reframing fear into an opportunity to practice some wisdom, looking at the wisdom that's been gained through the process, like realizing actually things do work out. I'll give you a really good example, Kate. When women have a struggle to get married and then they find a guy who's perfect for them and they get married, I'm not saying that they live happily ever after and it's a fairy tale, but they come to a place of surrender and they don't know if they're going to get married. And once they surrender and they reframe the idea that they have to get married or else they're somehow less than, and they surrender that, they get their power back. They become more whole or more confident, more complete just on their own. And then that's more attractive. And then the right partner for them approaches. So I like to use that as a reframe in this fertility world where, hey, this is so hard because it's getting you to surrender your attachments to what you're seeing on social media, what is happening with coworkers and friends, how they are getting pregnant first and it appears to be so easy. Put in the reframe of, I'm going to live my life the best that I can and I'll make certain changes because I'm going to tell myself and believe that it's going to happen for me because it's happening for these other people. And when I see these things on social, I'm not going to let it get to me and take me to a comparative place to feel bad about myself, I'm going to say, okay, if it's happening for them, then it will happen for me. The reframe, or just redirecting the thoughts into another area of possibility. How can I take what's happening and reframe it to tell myself that it's going to work for me?
We're speaking with Danica Thornberry. The name of the book is Stick It To Me, Baby. You can pick it up, Amazon, etc. Great book talking about women who struggle with infertility, the process of conceiving, carrying a baby, all that emotional, spiritual anguish that a lot of people grapple with. And I mentioned this at the top, and you're a renowned acupuncturist. Tell us about the acupuncture part of it and how you've seen that really help women.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's so good at rebalancing the hormones using the energy of the system. And the way I use acupuncture is I have women come to my office and we begin with a conversation, and I integrate a lot of these concepts that you and I have been talking about into their session, and then I do acupuncture. The endorphins, the feel-good hormones that come out from an acupuncture treatment allow the women to relax in a deeper state. So if they've taken pearls of wisdom from our conversation and then they go to a deep state of relaxation, I believe that that just helps to more deeply integrate these new concepts, such that when she leaves the acupuncture office, now not only is she feeling good physically, but she's also got some new thoughts programmed into her brain. So it's like a holistic approach. It's acupuncture balancing energy, but then we're addressing the mind and the body. And I always talk about different foods that they can eat at different times in their cycle too. And all of this just really works to support the women and their husbands, their partners on this path. So acupuncture is one component, but it's an important component, but it works that much better when there are these empowering conversations going on about the emotional component, and women feel safe to release those pent-up emotions, then the acupuncture just works that much better.
Bringing this back around again, and we really get the sense of how rewarding it is for you, how many people you've helped, how many people you'd love to help in the future, obviously. What do you hope somebody takes away from reading the book? Opening their mind up, we've said that, but what else can it do? Could it be a big resource, I would imagine, for them?
Sure. I like to recommend that the women read the book when they are in their two-week wait or after ovulation, where they're looking for some source of inspiration. I also like to recommend the book to women who are willing to read between the lines and not just be limited to whatever their medical diagnosis is, that if they're unexplained infertility, there is an explanation and it's within themselves. They've got to, if their doctor can't find a diagnosis, they've got to find a diagnosis. Oh, it's that I'm constantly going to a negative, fearful place. Or, oh, I'm not willing to do things differently. I need to look at my level of willingness. And these are the kinds of spiritual concepts that I put into that book that I insert in these acupuncture treatments and the conversation, hence the title, Stick It To Me. You know, I'm giving these women something that they may not immediately want to do or think of for themselves, but it's a really unique idea. Like, there is more that you can do by just changing your thoughts. And I guess that would be the biggest takeaway. I want women to transform the way that they're thinking about the diagnosis that they're getting. That's leaving them feeling hopeless. I want them to feel that they can create a shift that creates a change in outcome. And that they leave this time behind in their life, these few years that can be all about baby making. I'd like them to be able to look back and say, that was when I changed my life for the better. That was when I made those positive changes. Because otherwise they're going to look back on their fertility years and have more of that negative attitude and sadness and grief that they're going to carry. I'd like it to be seen as a time of transformation.
Absolutely. Perfect place to end this. Danica Thornberry, pick up the book, Stick It To Me, Baby. Thank you so much.
Oh, Kate, thank you so much. It was really a pleasure talking to you.
Baby.
bacon lovers. We ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It's a major problem.
Welcome back to America Tonight. I am so excited to talk to my nephew and introduce you to him again in case you missed him last time around. He is the author of The Ocean of Sound. You can get it on Amazon, so go to Amazon.com. But it's really cool because, as many of you know, when you've heard me talk about Owen on the air, how close I am to him and how excited I am to see some of the directions that he's taking. Now he has just a couple years left in high school, and you know that he's spends time with me in the summer and the other. And we've done some pretty fun things, and I'm going to mention those in a second. But because we have listeners, one of our fabulous affiliates is KPAM in Portland, Oregon, and I'm just dying to go up there. And actually, I'm really dying to do a whole tour of America Tonight cities, but certainly Portland is one of those cities that's on my list. It looks like I'll be in New Orleans in August, but he had a chance to go to Portland and spend some time there for his spring break. So, Owen, say hi to everybody.
All right. Hey, everyone. And again, thanks for having me again, Kate. It's great to be on your show.
And so you and I were talking the other day, and it got me excited. You were talking about Portland, and you had the chance to go there. And you are familiar with Portland because she used to watch a show called Portlandia. How would you describe Portlandia?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's Fred Armisen, Carrie Brownstein making this little skit show, which is actually shot in Portland, Oregon. I watched it ever since it first came on. Then I was obsessed with Portland. I'm like, whoa, does this place really exist? That sounds awesome. And it's funny because I actually watched nonstop Portlandia while I was there because the place we were staying at had Netflix. So it just seemed right.
So you watch the show Portlandia, which is really cool because it gets you interested in Portland. Was Portland what you thought it would be like because you had seen these shows for all these years and then you finally get a chance to go there?
Oh, absolutely. Because the thing that Portlandia does is it sort of portrays Portland as this really cool hipster town with a bunch of like vegan restaurants and really cool like farm-to-plate stuff and a lot of green areas, not too many roads, and it's exactly like that. The parks are fantastic. The stores are really small and thrifty. It's really cool. I recommend everyone go there. It's really neat.
Cool. I like that. So the thrift stores, you spent some time in the thrift stores, so it's, you know, lots of people are familiar with going to thrift stores and shopping there, but some areas don't really have great stores. But Portland, like you said, is known for that. So you can find all kinds of cool, eclectic things, right?
Oh, yeah. And they never really say thrift stores. They always say, like, a vintage shop, which, you know, seems more appropriate because that's sort of the stuff they have in there. They have really cool vinyl records. I got a really cool-looking hat, those sunglasses where you can vaguely, like, see through them like you see in the 70s. And they're not like regular thrift stores, because I have regular thrift stores where I live, like crappy Salvation Armies and stuff. It's not like that at all. They're super cool. They're owned by retro-y people that really listen to the Rolling Stones and stuff. There's some really interesting people there. I loved going to those stores, and I brought back so much stuff.
Right, so meaning it's more like, so not crappy Salvation Army, because of course we support the Salvation Army, meaning the stores have mostly clothes and that kind of stuff, old kind of clothes and things that people have that are left over from their house. So you're saying it's more vintage, and that makes sense by your description because you're talking about kind of hipsters, cool stuff that they have that now the retro stuff that's hot again, right?
Yeah, and I saw you were trying to save me there. I'm not saying the Salvation Army is bad.
Right.
I really do support the Salvation Army. I love going to the one near my store, but the stores don't have a lot of stuff. Like, there are always those bad fluorescent lights and stuff, but these... Yeah, you know what I'm talking about,
right.
But these cool vintage shops have everything, and they're really neat.
Yeah, so the vintage shops were really cool, and then you were at a place called, and this is what I think is interesting about Portland for everybody listening, and you know this, is you have so much diversity of what you can do there. So one minute you might be in these kind of vintage stores shopping around for vinyl records, which are coming back. Isn't that crazy? I wish I had saved my vinyl records. Then the next minute, you know, you're on Ski Mountain, and you had a chance to do what at Ski Mountain? How cool is that?
Oh, yeah. We went up to Hood Mountain. It was a pretty... It wasn't a long drive, but it was... It was really a tiresome drive. Like, there was a little bit of traffic because everyone was coming up there for, you know, for the break. But it was worth it. The mountain was fantastic. You can rent these little tubes and go down this hill. It's really neat. I got a ton of pictures when I came back. I even kept some of the gloves that I bought when I was at the store. So I think it's really worth it, even if the drive was a little bit of a pain.
Yeah, so you did you went up to Mount Hood, which is very famous, and that's what you said, and you had the chance to where either people are skiing or tubing or doing whatever, and then all of a sudden then you're back down in Portland, and Portland is pretty, right? It's really green.
Yeah, Portland's beautiful. It really is. A lot of the parks have all of these unbelievable bike trails, and like sometimes they're bike trails where roads would be, which blows my mind to see. And those always intersect with like those really cool parks that are converted, that, you know, like used to be old bridges or used to be you know, superstores. They're really interesting, and yeah, it makes me wish I had brought my bike or brought a lot more equipment.
And speaking of equipment, you had a chance to do kind of a little documentary thing. You were out at a museum. Tell us about the museum and what was so neat. What's the name of the museum and what was so cool about the museum?
Oh, yeah. The documentary is the reason why we went up there. I got in touch with this man named Jim Stewart, who's the curator of this museum called the Zymoglyphic Museum. And then I interviewed him a little bit. I got his commentary about the museum, and he eventually brought in this friend who knew the museum very well. I interviewed her, asked her some questions, And yeah, my documentary is essentially finished. The only thing I'm looking for is someone to do a narration, but I don't want to say too much about it because I'm still, you know, I still want to reveal it.
A narration? Are you taking auditions for that? Maybe I should audition. You know, you have an aunt who's in radio.
Yeah, but I don't want you to, you know, go up when you're, when we're trying to talk about something interesting, you go like, all right, coming at you, Kate Delaney. We're talking about Zonoglyphology. How about those cowboys, huh?
Do you hear this, America? Do you hear my nephew busting my chops? That is brutal. But actually, that's cool that you're, so you're looking to do narration to add to the documentary. And in filming this, what kind of equipment do you use for that? I'm kind of curious because now, boy, you don't need a lot of equipment.
Yeah, that's true. I have this old iPad mini that I actually converted into this really cool like film device because sometimes you can get those attachable handles that help stabilize it. You can get a microphone that you can plug into it, and it works a lot better than the iPad microphone. That's essentially what I used for the whole thing, because I realized I do have a lot of those fancy Hollywood cameras, but I have no clue how to use them. So I figured this might be better, and it worked out.
Help, help. Who knows how to teach them how to use the fancy cameras? That's funny. All right, so this is kind of interesting for people listening. We're speaking to my nephew, Owen Delaney, and I mentioned he has a book called The Ocean of Sound out. It's on Amazon. So here's the thing, Owen. You obviously have an interest in writing. You have an interest in doing a documentary and film and stuff, and you're going to be a junior in high school. So what do you hope to do with this? I mean, do you, you know, I talk to a lot of high school students, and they have ideas of what they want to do, but they're not necessarily sure. What do you feel like you want to do?
Well, I think when I get finished with this movie, I'll maybe just send it to a few small film festivals just for fun. And who knows, maybe that'll lead to a little bit of attention. In fact, I'm writing a screenplay to a movie right now, which I don't know that I have time to talk about. But anyway, I'm having a lot of fun with this. I do want to go into filmmaking, but I'm not sure, you know, who's going to notice me. What are the necessary steps to get there? So, you know, I'm still looking at film school, things like that. But, yeah, just hoping that someone might notice.
Right, but part of the necessary skills are the things that people can relate to that are listening to America Tonight. When you're a kid, what you're interested in, sometimes if you're lucky, because I say this in my speeches, you get to pursue your passion, and obviously you really enjoy this, and there's so many different formats out there, and you've already seen this in writing and expressing yourself, and your opinions change and things change, but the fact that you're doing it now, I think, gives you a great head start. Do you know any other kids your age at school? Are there any others interested like you are in filmmaking?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's how I met a lot of my friends. Like, I just walk up to them and ask them, hey, have you watched any good movies lately? And then eventually you turn into this really long conversation about who's the best, you know, filmmaker. Yeah, there are tons of kids like me that want to get into this stuff. So I have a little bit of a competition, but I think it's all right because I can always do other stuff. I'm really good at, I think I'm all right at writing books, but that's another skill that also helps filmmaking, because I always hate when people say, you know, writing and filmmaking are different subjects, even though they're very close. You have to write screenplays, you have to write this and that. Anyway, if filmmaking doesn't work out, I think I have a good cushion to land on.
Exactly, and there you go. So mature. But you're right. Having a backup plan, so you already have one because you know how to do various things, which is one of the key thing. I think is one of the key elements to being in the arts. All right. Well, thank you for coming on.
All right. Thanks again.
We'll be back with more of America Tonight in just a moment.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.